God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. My grandparents began what is called the Bill Rice Ranch in 1953. They actually purchased the property in 1950. And the purpose for their starting the ranch was because of their burden for their own daughter, Betty, who was deaf. She couldn't hear. And they were concerned because even though they traveled the country and to some extent the world telling other people the good news of the gospel and how a person can have peace with God, their own daughter, Betty, had never heard that. She traveled with them. She lived with them. And yet she'd never heard her dad preach because she could not hear. Now, I've told that story often because it's kind of the beginning of the ministry that we're part of, the Bill Rice Ranch. And I tell it frequently. Last week in South Florida, I told the story. And after the service, the pastor said, you know, your grandmother was here years ago, and she told that story. My grandmother died several years ago. She lived to be 101 years of age. It was her story. And I told the story. And the fact is, it's a story that has shaped my life in many ways. Now, you may never heard of the Bill Rice Ranch, or you may have, and it may make no difference to you one way or the other. But if you belong to Christ, there is a story that should shape your life, and that is Christ's story. You see, Christ's story shapes a Christian's life. In Philippians chapter 1, it's not hard to find out the governing influence of this first chapter. In verse 5, he says, "For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now." He thanked God every time I thought of these people, because of their fellowship in the gospel. In verse 7, he talks about the defense and confirmation of the gospel in which they'd had fellowship. In verse 12, he mentions the furtherance of the gospel despite the hardships that he had encountered. In verse 17, he talks again about the defense of the gospel. In verse 27, he says, "Only let your conversation, your lifestyle, your actions as a believer be as it becometh the gospel of Christ." They were to be in unity, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So it doesn't take great concentration necessarily to figure out that what was on Paul's mind was the gospel. Now, what is the gospel? It is Christ's story. That Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And that is the good news. That is the gospel by which a person is saved, comes to fellowship with God. In verse 1, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ to all the saints in Christ Jesus. So of Jesus Christ in Christ Jesus. It's interesting to note that Paul, the apostle, called himself a servant, and these believers who were set apart, saints. Now, they were, not because of their work, not because of their effort, but because of the gospel. They're trusting God to do for them what they could not do for themselves by the power of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. So look, the takeaway today is, what story is shaping your life? Christ's story shapes a Christian's life. It should shape our fellowship. Now, there are a number of things that I may hold in common with other people. I like certain football teams. I like certain activities. I like certain foods. I went to a certain school. I have certain preferences, and some of those are not important at all. Some may have some place of significance. But if I'm not careful, I find myself being drawn to people based on superficial similarities and not on the most important thing, and that is the gospel. Am I defending the gospel and not my own territory? Is my fellowship in the gospel and not my own ministry alone? So the fellowship of the gospel. In verse 12, he talks about the furtherance of the gospel. He says, look, the things which happened to me in imprisonment have fallen out rather under the furtherance of the gospel. As he was defending the gospel, he was imprisoned for the sake of the good news of Jesus Christ. So is my trouble because of my attitude, my cantankerous spirit, my dishonesty, my own lack of virtue? Or, on the other hand, is the hardship I face because of opposition to the good news, the gospel? Well, you know, it's far better to suffer for doing right than to suffer for doing wrong. It may seem unfair at times, but it's far better to do right and suffer for that, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter, than to suffer wrong and suffer for that. So the fellowship should be in the gospel. The furtherance should be for the gospel. The Bible talks about the faith of the gospel. Our lifestyle, our conversation should point to the unity of spirit, unity of mind for the faith of the gospel. That is to say that my life should be a reflection of who Jesus is and what he's doing in me. So today, there's going to be a story that is basically the governing aspect of your life. It may be a family story. It may be a personal story, and those may be fine. But ultimately, Christ's story shapes a Christian's life.